now to tell us what it says in Thursday's papers. Here's Sinead Egan.
Hamish O'Flaherty's reminder for us to cherish our families and be grateful for our lives is carried on several front pages this morning. The 12-year-old was speaking to mourners at his father James' funeral yesterday in the Rabiaga, County Donegal. James was killed in the Chrysla tragedy on Friday. Hamish is on the front of the Irish Daily Star this morning, and page one of the Irish Times has detail of what he told the congregation about his dad. James read to his son every night at bedtime. Just last week, they were reading Roald Dahl's memoir, Going Solo. That paper leads with a photograph of President Michael D. Higgins with James O'Flaherty's wife Tracy at his funeral yesterday. The Irish Examiner reports on page one that shouts of joy erupted yesterday at news of a sudden government U-turn on a plan to move 135 Ukrainian refugees from what had become their home in Killarney to Westport in County Mayo. In its coverage of that story, the Irish Daily Mail focuses on Jennifer Whitmore of the Social Democrats' characterisation of Children's Minister Roderick O'Gorman's department as chaotic. On board Planola is on the front of this morning's Irish Independent. Gabia Gatavascaita reports that the state body has paid out more than €1 million in fines to developers due to a backlog in processing fast-track applications for large housing developments. If on board Planola takes more than 16 weeks to make a decision on a strategic housing development application, it's liable to pay a fine of €10,000 to the developer. The figure of €1.05 million is made up of 105 payments of €10,000 to 85 developers. Elsewhere in that paper, Ellen Coyne has the story that the retired judge asked to investigate allegations of fesh fixing has finished his inquiry. The paper writes that Mr Justice Michael Peart has handed his report on alleged cheating to An Cumasúin le Roinne Gaeilge, which will now hold disciplinary hearings. All of the people named in the report have been informed. And in the Irish Daily Mail, there is coverage of former Riverdance star and CLRG adjudicator Ronan McCormack's explosive letter to members of the dance governing body. He was interviewed on RTE Radio 1's Liveline yesterday. The launch of Tommy Gorman's book Never Better at the Crescent Arts Centre in Belfast last night is carried in the Belfast Telegraph and on the front of the Irish News. Present at the event were Gerry Adams, Michelle O'Neill and Peter and Iris Robinson, among others. A photograph of Tommy flanked by Michelle O'Neill and Arlene Foster is on the front of the Irish News. The Irish Sun leads on the potential for what it characterises as megabucks sponsorship of the girls in green after qualifying for the Women's World Cup. Bank of the Net is the headline there. And on page 5 of the Mail, A Great Night is Tarnished is the headline above coverage of the fallout from the team singing a pro-IRA song while celebrating their victory over Scotland on Tuesday night. Manager Vera Pauw apologised yesterday, and in his column in the sports pages of the Mail, Shane McGrath writes, "What a pity that Vera Pauw's uncommon thoughtfulness and eloquence had to be devoted to tidying up this mess. She deserves better, and the players are better than this."